Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We appreciate having you with us this morning. It is a Monday morning. Today the 16th? Wow, this month is flying by. It's a good friend's birthday today. That's why that made me go, wow.
It's my sister's birthday, too.
16th already? Well, happy birthday to your sister. She in town?
No, she lives in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right. Beautiful North Carolina. Hopefully everybody had a good Father's Day weekend. If you were a father or if you helped celebrate your father, good for you. We went to the lake for a few days this weekend.
Yeah.
And got away to a little place down near Camdenton. I have to tell you, love that end of the lake.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Spent a lot of time up closer to the dam years ago when I actually had a boat. I miss my boat. And but I'm telling you, man, it could get like ocean water up there on a busy holiday, on a busy weekend, like Father's Day weekend or something. And Camdenton was just a lot calmer. I mean, I was down, stayed off of Highway 5 down there in a place called the Lamplighter Resort. It's been there for years. Like it's just completely retro. And I love that about it. The cabins were built in around 1950. And it just got that feel like you used to have when my wife said when her parents would take her down there to the lake when she was a kid, and those older style hotels and these cabins right on the lake. You can sit out back and watch the lake, and it was great, just fantastic. So a shout out to Jerry and the folks down at Lamplighter for a fantastic weekend. That was a lot of fun, and some if not sunshine, decent weather yesterday for the most part on Father's Day. Decent temperatures, and we got a great week to look forward to. Looks like maybe a little bit of weather on Wednesday, maybe, of this week. We'll keep an eye on that for you coming up here. We'll get you the Dave Murray forecast in just a few minutes. Do we have Trent this morning? Is that who's doing traffic for us?
Should be Roger Brand, but
Okay.
We'll find out here soon.
I know Sue Thomas is off again this morning. Kim St. Ange is off again this morning. Ethan is off again this morning. All taking a little bit of vacation. Sue will be back tomorrow. But we got Scott J. Gowan here with us this morning. We appreciate him. And, of course, Drew Young filling in on the board over here. So that's how we're going to get it done. We got lots of good stuff for you. Of course, they caught the guy in Minnesota overnight that they've been looking for, just horrible news, who posed as a police officer, went in and murdered the former speaker and current state representative, and her husband, shot two others. I think they're expected to survive, and they've been looking for this guy. He was driving around with a hit list in his car, and it looks like they finally found him. Lots to parse out on this, right? Because he was a Tim Walz political appointee, and so was his wife, but they didn't agree on politics, apparently. So there's a lot of background on this story for us to get into this morning. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jonathan Savage from Fox News because of what's happened in Israel overnight. More Iranian missiles snuck through their Iron Dome defense. I think I read where they've had about 10 people killed in Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu showed up at the scene in one of those attacks and was greeted with a hero's welcome. because people are tired of it. They're tired of the constant threats that Israel's under, I believe. So we're going to get to that for you a little later. We'll talk to Tom Ackerman. We'll talk to Mark Schmitz, my friend from the Freedom 13, father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz. This is June for Jared that we're helping him celebrate. We're going to talk about ways you can help out with what they're doing and recognizing. I'm sure he may have some thoughts on the anniversary this weekend, the parade in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the men and women in the armed forces. But that was a great parade. And then, of course, there were the protests scattered around the country, including right here in St. Louis, which we'll talk a little bit more about for you as well. I promise we'll get to that coming up here shortly. All right, right now, Drew Young, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Our soldiers have poured out their blood by the bucketful on Missionary Ridge, on the sands of Sicily, Normandy, and the Philippines, and on the dusty streets of Da Nang, Baghdad, and Fallujah. Thanks to their extraordinary service and devotion, 250 years later, America stands tall, America stands proud.
Part of the president's comments during the parade in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, honoring the men and women in the armed forces, and of course, specifically there, the United States Army, which kicked off its campaign for freedom 250 years ago.
The intel we got and we shared with the United States was absolutely clear. Was absolutely clear that they were working in a secret plan to weaponize the uranium. They were marching very quickly. They would achieve a test device and possibly an initial device within months and certainly less than a year.
Wow. Benjamin Netanyahu discussing more in depth there. I believe that was with Brett Baer about the threat that they saw from Iran. And letting that group of maniacs get their hands on a thermonuclear weapon with the possibility of being able to, we'd have to worry about them sending it to America. It's not nearly that far into Israel, which they've promised to wipe off the map. That's kind of how you do that. And that's why Israel struck out.
I'm 74 years old. I worry about everything. And I just am so scared and upset. And
imagine living your life that way. Can you imagine living your life that way? That is one of the snowflake protesters at the No Kings rally. That one happened to be in Philadelphia. When they asked her why she was there, the left-wing media has got her so whipped up, she started crying.
We're here today because an unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Ohman and her husband, Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination.
Yeah, that was the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz talking about this Vance Belter that they've now caught up in Minnesota. If you're just waking up at this hour, that is sort of the breaking news right now. They've got this guy in custody. They found his car yesterday, and neighbors reported hearing shots fired near that area. And I halfway expected they would find him dead somewhere in the woods, but apparently he is in custody. So I imagine we'll get a few more details on exactly what his motivations were. Apparently there was a manifesto of some sort that was discovered in his car. He had a list of people he was quite unhappy with. Now, most of them were Democrats, but the state of Minnesota politically is dominated by Democrats. I don't know if it was how much political motivation it was. There's lots of different reports on this on social media this morning. And always remember, X is not a news source. Remember that. Facebook is not a news source. Remember that. Do your background on this. This guy, as much he was a political appointee of Tim Walz, and so was his wife. Apparently, he was on some board, but politically, apparently, he didn't agree with much of what Walz did. And I don't know what his motivations were. His roommate said that he he listened to the Alex. Oh, what's the guy's name?
Alex Jones.
Jones show. He listened to that show and that he didn't like Tim Walz and he didn't like Joe Biden. That's what his roommate said. So we don't know completely what his motivation was. I think it's interesting that I was watching the left-wing media yesterday, MSNBC, CNN, all of that, and they were going sideways on this guy. He was a right-wing nut, and he had a hit list and all of that, which oddly enough, see, I'm being a student of this because I've been covering these stories for so long. I remember the 2017 shooting at the Congressional Baseball Field in Washington, D.C., where the mainstream media ignored the hit list found in the coat pocket of one James T. Hodgkinson, who shot four people, including Steve Scalise. And the list of people in his pocket was all Republican congresspeople. And this guy was a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. And at the time, the mainstream media was preaching to you that you can't blame Bernie Sanders for this guy going nuts. And in most cases, their reporting ignored the fact that he had a hit list in his pocket. But that's all you're hearing this morning because they're trying to tie this guy to Donald Trump. So there's a completely different way that they're covering this story in Minnesota than they covered the James Hodgkinson. By the way, he was a proud Belleville native, for those of you who forgot. He lived right over here in Belleville, attended all the protests, used to protest in the street over there against the 1%ers or 3%ers or whatever he called them. And then he went to Washington, D.C. and shot somebody. People are nuts. Anybody that would take a gun and shoot another human being is nuts. So we'll find out more details on this Belter guy today as they release a bit more information. Just to understand how the mainstream media will couch this story today, and you'll be ahead of the game. How about that? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the No Kings protest and the several thousand people I saw on pictures this weekend from my perch on a chair at the Lake of the Ozarks drinking a cold drink on my phone. I was checking it out. I saw the pictures of people filling the streets down here on Market Street and out in West County. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
right, all right. That was the clip that I posted on Facebook yesterday from the No Kings protest downtown. So for those of you following along, the opposition decided this weekend was the weekend that while some people were in Washington celebrating America and the 250th anniversary of the Army taking on a real tyrant, and celebrating Flag Day and celebrating, in some cases, the president's birthday, the wing nuts didn't want to be there, so they took to the streets elsewhere. Now, everybody's got their right to their First Amendment and going out and doing it peacefully and all of that stuff. That's fine. I would point out, as I looked at the crowd over here on Market Street, from the aerial picture somebody took, everybody's pretty proud of that turnout. And I'm thinking, okay, well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say there were 3,000 people out there. I don't know how many there were. Give them the benefit of the doubt and say there were 4,000 people. I don't know. So there were 4,000 people out of the 1.5 million in the greater St. Louis area, roughly. Not a single one of the people on the street yesterday voted for Donald Trump, or Saturday. Not a single one of them. So it's not a surprise to me that they would show up and be upset with his policies, which are exactly the policies that he campaigned on and that the rest of us elected him to carry out. So the reasons for being there are that they're angry that Donald Trump is president. And that's fine. You're welcome to do that. Now, when you do what the people did in the audio I just played you, does that carry it too far? And I'm into it on Facebook yesterday. I ignored most of them, but I'm seeing the comments on Facebook yesterday that I'm the one who's wrong for suggesting that the people out there chanting 8647, I said, are making a direct threat against a man who's had two assassination attempts already. Now, James Comey can play stupid. James Comey is roughly my age. I don't know how old James Comey is, but he's around my age. Since I was young, I've known what the word 86 meant. It means you want to kill somebody. Now, you can, I got a bunch of people on here. Apparently, I'm ignorant because I never worked in food service. I'm watching the Facebook feed yesterday, and people are like, clearly you never worked in a restaurant. 86 just means to get rid of somebody. Yeah, you idiot. It does mean to get rid of somebody. It means to kill them, but you modified it just to say, well, I just want to get rid of that customer because they're bothering me. That's not what the word 86 meant. It's never been what it meant. It's always meant to kill someone. You may have tried to soften up the edges on that a little bit, but if the mob is going to 86 someone, they're gone. They disappear them. So you can't modify that now and claim that's not what you meant when you're on the streets of St. Louis preaching 8647. And then which takes us back to our former FBI director. Listen to this idiot.
I went for a walk on the beach and posted a silly picture of shells that I thought was a clever way to express a political viewpoint. And actually, I still think it is. I don't see it the way some people are still saying it is.
Yeah, just see James Comey. You know, I've just been the head of the most powerful law enforcement agency in America. But I just never, I'm sure I've never in my entire career as an FBI agent investigated a case of somebody getting 86'd by the mob. This is just silly season. Now, I know people get carried away at events like that, but don't try to argue that 86 doesn't mean what 86 thinks means. You can't just reinterpret the word because you think that I'm suggesting they want Donald Trump taken out. Many of the people that were on the street this weekend just hate Trump in general. They don't want him killed. But some of them wouldn't mind seeing that because it would remove the person that they hate the most from political office right now. And lo and behold, somebody went out and did that because of their vile rhetoric over the past 6 or 7 years about Donald Trump. People took that to heart and they went out on the streets and they shot at Donald Trump. And another one laid in wait for him at a golf course. That's the direct result of that kind of rhetoric. Now, have you heard Donald Trump out talking about killing people? Honestly, did he say that Tim Walz ought to be killed? The media this week is going to try to lay the shooting in Minnesota at Donald Trump's feet. I'm sorry, he's not the one saying 86 Tim Walz. Didn't hear that. So let's just call it what it is and applaud for the people that went onto the streets for the No Clue protests on Saturday. Good for you. All right, coming up, we will get to Scott on the spot. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Not Kim on a whim, but
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got on the spot.
I don't think we can overestimate the dangerous situation that is happening in the Middle East right now with Iran and Israel. We now have 250 people dead in 4 days. The attacks are continuing back and forth. The rhetoric is back and forth as well. And it's scary to hear what people are saying. So Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning was adamant that the intelligence was absolutely clear that Iran was on the verge of obtaining a nuclear weapon, and he described himself as President Trump's junior partner while defending the strikes against a lot of anti-Israel propaganda that's out there.
Right.
He said, "We are not going to have a second Holocaust." That was, I'm quoting Benjamin Netanyahu here. But he said, "These are people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, killed 240 Marines in Beirut, killed and injured thousands of American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, tried to bomb a restaurant in Washington, D.C., burn the American flag, and then also try to kill him," saying he was referring, I think, to a drone that was fired by Hezbollah in Netanyahu's home last year. So I'm sure that a lot of the protesters over this weekend were anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, however you want to say it. And I just don't know if this story is on the radar enough worldwide, or especially here in America, because I was reading a good editorial over the weekend, and it was talking about how Israel is the most aggressive and dangerous totalitarian force of our time. Now, I mean, Iran.
Oh, Iran. Yeah, okay, I was going to say that had to come from the New York Times.
No, Iran. I meant, yeah. I misspoke there.
Sorry.
Obviously. And so it's not surprising that Israel is not being celebrated right now for what they've done to preempt. And, of course, people don't want war, But I just feel like maybe this story is being underplayed a little bit.
I agree.
In terms of how dangerous this could be and how dangerous Iran is and how determined they are to take out America.
Well, there are plenty of countries with nuclear capabilities. Russia is first and foremost a big problem because Putin is unstable, but Putin is an egomaniac who knows the use of a nuclear weapon would end him. And that would prevent him, I think, in most cases, from ever resorting to nuclear weapons. Mutually assured destruction used to be the...
I remember.
Remember
that.
That during the Cold War, yeah. That was the policy. That nobody's going to push the button because everybody's going to die. So that was detente. That was it. Things were stable because of MAD. Well, now you've got a lot of different... At the time, it was the U.S. and Russia that had missiles. Well, now a lot of countries have missiles, right? North Korea, we think, might have them. We figure they have them. Do they have the ability to get them? A lot of their missiles tend to explode when they send them out over the sea. China's got them, clearly. But the difference is, in Iran, you have people who are insane. And they don't care if they die. They are martyrs for their cause. And the mullahs in Iran are at the top of that list. So if they get their hands on one of these weapons and they have the ability to make it lift off on a rocket and can get it to go in the direction of Israel, they'll send it because they don't care what happens to them. They think they've got 72 virgins and Allah waiting on them when they die.
Yes. And their goal is the annihilation of the state of Israel. And their other goal is, as far as they can take it, is death to America.
Yes. Yeah.
This has been going on for decades in terms of their doctrine. I mean, that's what they believe. And obviously, we have gone through several incidents, 9/11 being the top one, where they were able to carry out something. And so I hope that I'm sure that this administration and the military is keeping a very close eye on what's going on.
You know, it's concerning on a couple of levels, particularly for me. I'm concerned at the number of conservative people that I know who are anti-Israel. And I don't think I may be wrong. A lot of them have surprised me on this. I've never thought that anti-Semitism was a problem on my side of the political fence. I don't know any friends who are anti-Semitic, in my opinion. Now I'm seeing people like Candace Owens. Now Candace is out there sometimes, and she's done some stuff that I don't agree with. She said some things I don't agree with. She seems to hate Israel. Suddenly she claims they're the aggressor. They just use the cloak of the Holocaust to kill other people now because a bunch of them got killed years ago. She's scares me with her attitude toward this. I read a quote the other day from Golda Meir. In fact, shared it on my Facebook page for people. And I think this drives home the point more than anything else, Scott. This is what she said. If the Arabs put down their guns, there would be no more fighting. If the Israelis put down theirs, there would be no more Israel.
Hmm.
I don't know that truer words have ever been spoken. The Israelis don't want to have to fight. In fact, I've got friends that lived in Israel that have told me in Jerusalem that, you know, for a long time, when things were relatively peaceful, other than people lobbing mortars in and from the West Bank and the like, there were Muslim businesses and Jewish businesses existing alongside of each other. The people that lived within Israel proper got along just fine. It's just the people that surround Israel don't think they have the right to exist and want to wipe them off the map. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's demented and it's frightening for the rest of the world, for people like the mullahs and their way of thinking to exist. I mean, Israel obviously has a huge technological advantage with the military equipment, but you have these people who, like you're saying, they don't care, and they'll use whatever crude methods they can come up with to, you know, possibly launch a nuclear weapon.
Or parachuting into a music festival and gunning people down with AK-47s.
Right.
Which is what they did on October 7th. But, you know, very likely funded by people from Iran. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to talk about it myself a little more this morning. The threat is real. What you're seeing is a very weakened Iran right now, and that's why they're dangerous, because an animal that's cornered is mm-hmm. more dangerous. The missiles they're sending are becoming less and less accurate because I think their stockpiles are running low, and they fired several volleys at Israel, and they're starting to run out of things to send over there. What do they do next? They clearly don't have an air force. If they do, it's not much to speak of. Are they flying old MiGs or something? I don't even know what they're flying
probably
these days.
Yeah.
I did read concerningly the other day that in that first round, two Israeli planes were shot down. One of the pilots died. The other one was taken hostage. It was a female Israeli pilot. And God protect her. I can't Jeez. Imagine what she's gone through, the torture, the rape, the possibility of what they're doing to her in Iran right now, where they hate women, generally speaking. And that's what they want to force on the world, and they're not happy until they can force that on the world. I don't know how there's any other way to look at this situation. It's very disturbing what's gone on, and you know that if they had a nuclear weapon and could explode it, they would. What you also need to pay attention to is what the Mossad has been able to do, because apparently they're about four moves ahead on the chessboard from everybody else. They proved it with the pagers. Now, apparently, they've proven it with the bombing and taking out all of those generals the other day from the Iranian Air Force. Apparently, they plotted that move. They knew if they did X, Y would happen. The Y was all of those generals would assemble in this one room to talk about what to do next. So they dropped a bunker buster bomb on it and killed all of them at one time.
Unbelievable.
I know.
And they use civilians as human shields.
They do. Just like that. Hamas. Yeah, great point, Scott. Thank you for that. So much to get to. Did anybody hear what happened at the Dodgers game yesterday? During the national anthem. Now, the Dodgers also were not surprisingly celebrating Pride Night that night as well. But I'm gonna play it for you and let you listen for yourself to what they did to the national anthem in L.A., where all of these riots are going on to begin with. The last thing you want to do is stoke the fire. It's kind of what happened with the L.A. Dodgers yesterday. We'll be back here in just a minute. All right, just a quick update here. They've caught the guy up in Minnesota. I'm just looking at a new picture of him being perp walked this morning, and he looks very different than that picture they sent out of him when they were looking for him. I don't know if anybody had a more recent picture of him or not, but I mean, he's a paunchy older dude now. That picture they sent out of him was he had a high, tight haircut and looked like he had just rolled out of the military. Not so much anymore. They took him into custody without incident in a rural wooded area southwest of Minneapolis after they'd received a tip about a possible sighting hours earlier. So that guy is now in custody. They're going to release more details, I'm sure, a little later today. They're working with the feds, who he's probably going to face federal charges as well. And, his motivation remains to be fully explained. But they're saying it was a political motivation. He did have a hit list. He had a manifesto. And while he worked for Tim Walz, he apparently did not consider himself a Democrat. His roommate said he would have been offended if somebody had called him a Democrat. Now, he has a wife and five kids. I don't know how old the kids are now. But he was living with a roommate. So I don't know if they were separated. He had all kinds of issues going on. Clearly, there, if you're willing to shoot somebody, there's a mental health factor there somewhere that nobody's gotten to yet. You're deranged if you're going to do something like that for sure. So I'm sure we'll get more details on that today as the morning goes on. Now, Let's move to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, we owned them when they were in town. We took two out of three from them, didn't we, when they were here?
Yes.
Not so much with the Brewers, but we owned the Dodgers. That didn't go too well this weekend. So the Dodgers had a baseball game this weekend at home, and they apparently invited a singer from the Dominican Republic. She's wearing a Dominican Republic T-shirt. I think her parents immigrated here legally from the Dominican Republic, according to her rantings from her post online. Her parents were legal immigrants, and she's lived here a long time. But she identifies with the folks on the streets complaining about the United States government removing illegal aliens from the United States. So she's all in on the protests and the graffiti and all of that stuff that's going on in downtown LA. Now, why the Dodgers thought this was a good idea, we can continue to ponder. But apparently she is a recording artist of some note somewhere. Her name is Vanessa Hernandez. She performs under the name Neza. I've never heard of her. Scott J. Gow, have you heard of her?
I have not.
Have not. And Drew, who's considerably younger than us, has not heard of her. So I just thought I would ask around the room before I brought this up. So Neza is asked to come and perform the national anthem. Now, Neza believed when she arrived at the stadium, apparently, that she was going to be singing the Spanish version of the national anthem at the ball game. I don't know why, but there was apparently a mix-up in communication, because when she arrived, they told her specifically, do the English version of the national anthem. Well, that is not exactly what happened.
So Neza just went ahead and did whatever the hell she wanted to do. And that's what she wanted to do. Now, she's got a beautiful singing voice. But the Dodgers were clearly pissed off. What they didn't want to happen was riots to happen at the ballpark. So they were trying to avoid that by telling her to make sure she sang the national anthem in English. So she went out and sang our national anthem in Spanish. You can hear a few claps in the background. I don't know what else the reaction was. That was the only clip I could find of it. And then she went on a rant on social media, on Insta, I guess. And she was, don't I sound hip when I say it that way? She was saying, basically, well, I did what I wanted to do because I felt it was the right thing to do. I don't know why she felt that way. But she also admitted she'll never be welcome back in that stadium again. Hold on, here.
Yeah, I just could not believe when she walked in and told me no. But I just felt like I needed to do it. Para mi gente, I'm proud of myself for doing that today. Because my parents are immigrants. And they've been citizens like my whole life at this point.
Legal.
They got documented really immigrants. Early. But I just can't imagine them being ripped away from me. Even at this age, like, let alone like a little kid. Like, what are we doing?
So that's the entitled brat, clearly a very talented one, who saw fit to ignore the orders when she was given the honor of singing the national anthem at Dodger Stadium, and I guess she pissed everybody off in the Dodgers world. So that's what happened yesterday in L.A., in case you were wondering. All right, coming up, we'll get to our friend Hans von Spakovsky at about 6:20. Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.